The word says we're called to make disciples. We're growing in the word of God.
Jesus Christ was sent to be our Savior.
This is the Bromley Town Church podcast. We pray God speaks to you through this message, blessing you as you live out God's word. Stream or download other sermon podcasts via the Bromley Town Church website or by using the SoundCloud app. Head over to bromleytownchurch.com.
The aim of what I want to investigate today is, what is Easter all about? What is Easter all about? So the title of my message is Chocolate, Chicks, or Jesus? Chocolate, Chicks, or Jesus, okay? Which of these is Easter really all about? And just hold on, I don't need answers instantly. We're going to work our way through this so that we can discover, what is Easter all about? And as we go through it, hopefully we're going to have a full understanding, and hopefully we'll have some fun as well. But to start things off, I want to give us three Bible verses. And these Bible verses are for us to think about, so that we can consider actually some of the underlying issues, if you like, that all of us have to deal with as human beings, that all of us have to deal with. So these are the verses. First of all, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. And 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10 says this: "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one of us may receive what is due for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad." Second two verses, Romans 3, 22, in fact, 23. It says, "For everyone has sinned and fallen short of God's glorious standard." For everyone has sinned and fallen short of God's standard. And finally, 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. "Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." Now, maybe those verses aren't all what you'd expect on an Easter morning, but I said we need to look at some scripture that tells us about the issues that we all face as human beings. And this is the issue that we all face. We all know that at some stage in our lives, we've done things that we know God is offended with. We know that we've done wrong. And the Bible clearly tells us there is going to come a day when there's going to be a gathering of everybody, and everybody is going to have to give account for the things that they have done. The things that they have done, whether good or bad. That's what the Bible's telling us. But the second verse gives us some encouragement, because it says, it tells us the truth of that actually everybody has sinned. And the third verse gives some encouragement, that the fact that Jesus came to save sinners, to rescue sinners. That's what the Bible says. So, what is Easter all about? That's the question we're asking this morning. What is Easter all about? Chocolate, chicks, or Jesus? Well, let's start off with chocolate. Now, there's a picture going to come up on the screen. There you are. Does anybody know what this is a picture of? Who said that? Please come right here, madam, and then receive an egg instantaneously. Thank you very much. You see, you've got to be quick in this game. You've got to be very quick. Yes, that is indeed cocoa, and it's grown in Africa, and that actually is where chocolate comes from. So if you didn't know, and the trouble with us is we're so used to buying things in shops, supermarkets, they come packaged, chocolate comes in a wrapper, but actually, this is where it comes from. It comes from cocoa beans, and that's a cocoa bean being opened. Now, those beans are then taken out, and they're fermented, and they're dried in the sun, and our next picture will show us something. You can see the finished product there. Yes, chocolate, Mark. Well done. I think actually on the basis of that, you get an egg. Well done, Mark. That's for you. You're more than welcome. See, Mark's quick off the bat here. So this picture, this is now showing our cocoa beans that have been roasted, and it's also showing what is called cocoa nibs, and then the finished bar of chocolate. So I just need to tell you, if anybody doesn't know, how actually chocolate is made. Those roasted cocoa beans have actually got a sort of a shell on them, so that shell needs to be broken, and it needs to be blown away. That's called winnowing, and then you're left with the chocolate nibs. That's the actual chocolate bit inside. Now, the chocolate nibs are then ground to produce raw cocoa liquor, which needs to have a second process. Does anybody know what the next process is? I do. But that's only because I've looked it up, you see. It's called conching. The nibs have to be conched. What is conching? Basically, is where they're crushed up, finally, because the issue is actually trying to get smooth chocolate. We all like to have smooth chocolate. And so conching is where it's ground, very, very finely ground. It's mixed with other ingredients like sugar and milk, all the sorts of things that are very good for you. And it's a long, long process that this goes through. This grinding, it goes on and on and on until these cocoa nibs are actually smooth. And finally, there's a final product which gives chocolate its snap, if you like. Does anybody know what that is called? Tempering. It is tempering, Charlotte. Well done, you. Well done, you. And I'm sorry if anybody else said tempering and I didn't hear it, but it is. The chocolate is tempered, and that's when you break chocolate. You get that nice sort of click, that snap of chocolate, and that's when that's how we finally get to chocolate. So that's all about the making of chocolate. I thought it would be helpful for us to get a bit of activity so that people can get involved, and I want us to look at chocolate. We want to look at three things: product preparation, product presentation, and product perfection. I was having a laugh when I put this together, obviously. It took some time to work out all the P's. Product. This is really just designed to see whether we're awake. Product preparation, product presentation, product perfection. And we need to go through those processes and learn about it. And I need two teams of three people so that we can have a little competition at this stage. Now, some people now have got their hands tucked under their backsides to hold them down. But there are other people in this room who desire to come and be part of those teams. So I need six volunteers, and I need them quickly. So could we have six? Yes, come down. Now, I've got to divide up the roles because we said we wanted to look at product preparation, we want to look at product presentation, and we want to look at product perfection. So, those who are going to be involved with product preparation, you're going to be involved with product preparation, okay? Is that okay with you? Is that okay with you? Right, now product preparation is all about, actually I said preparation, but it's preparing the product to bring it to the consumer. So there's a degree of carrying that needs to go on with this, okay? There's a degree of carrying in our product preparation. But there's a second part, and that is, I can't remember, that is product presentation. And what we want to do is we want to present our product in its perfection. What's happened to our product? You just got to stay on the screen. You've got to keep that still. Okay, don't worry, everybody. It's going to be fine. Yeah, it's going to be fine. So this is what we got. Our product preparation, that is taking the product to the consumer. And actually what you guys have got to do, you've got to walk down opposite. You've got to walk down that aisle, round the back, come down here, come back to your place. Okay? That's what you've got to do. Not yet, when I tell you. You've then got to present the product to this person here with the gloves on. Okay? And you've got to unwrap it. Okay? With those gloves on. You've got to take off the wrap. So you've got to present the product to our consumer. Okay? Hands behind the back. Open mouth, egg in, okay? Egg in. She's the consumer, okay? Now, here's the thing. The person who consumes the egg first and says, "It is finished," is the winner, okay? And your task here, everybody, is to encourage them. Okay, ready? So now, you got to keep that. You got to go smoothly, because otherwise that egg's going to fall off. If it falls off, you've got to pick it up and put it back on the spoon and keep going. Yeah? Are you ready? Yes? Are you ready? Okay. I'll go 3, 2, 1, go. Everybody calm. It's Easter, and we're trying to discover, is Easter all about chocolate? So let's keep focused. 3, 2, 1, go. The product is being transported towards the consumer. There's a little bit of problem at the back, but we're just getting those eggs sorted. Keep coming. Well done. Well done. Well done. No, whoa! Disaster. Right, now you've got to unwrap that product. Unwrap the product. Unwrap the product. Chew, chew, chew. Look at the people. Smile, smile. Come on. We're waiting. This is a nervous moment. I didn't know how long this was going to take. Listen, everybody, thank you. Please, will you take one of these for coming and helping me? Take one of these. Whoa. Thank you, everybody. So, I suppose what I should have asked you is, was that a pleasant experience? Our consumers. I've lost my consumers, have they? They're both drinking water at the back. Look, I believe, basically, when we eat chocolate, we think, yeah, okay, that's nice. All right? That's the answer I'm looking for, please. Okay. We believe that it's nice. Well, our chocolate test was to discover, is chocolate nice? Yes, chocolate is nice. But we need to ask this question. Does eating chocolate help us with the underlying issues of life that we've looked at? Remember our scripture, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one may receive what is due for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Well, I would say that chocolate certainly tastes great. It's a joy to eat, and it can be fully enjoyed, and I'm sure it will be on this Easter day and at Easter time. But it can't help us with the real underlying issue of how do we escape from the things that we have done wrong before God. So we have to say that chocolate, yes, it may be part of Easter, but it's not what Easter is really all about. So that's chocolate. Let's come on to our second one, which is chocolate. If you remember, the second one is chicks. 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 Okay? Easter chicks. That's what it is. Now, I'm sure that you are all aware that Easter Day doesn't fall on the same day every year. You know, like when it comes to Christmas Day, you know that that's the 25th of December. At least I hope you do. That's Christmas Day. It's the same day every year. But Easter, the festival moves around. You know, last year it was in April. This year it's at the end of March. I'm not sure what date it'll be next year, but it's a moving date. So how is the date for Easter calculated? Does anybody know that quickly? Passover? Very good. That's a half mark. I will give Sarah one of these because she was bold and she said Passover. And it is about Passover. But actually, the date is set in this fashion. The calculation for Easter Day is that it is the first Sunday after the full moon that occurs on or after the spring equinox. See? And the spring equinox is basically the 21st of March. Now, the equinox is when the Earth, as you obviously know, and I do because I read it this morning, is tilted on an axis, and it goes around the sun, and there are times when the northern hemisphere and the southern hemisphere share equally the sun's rays. And that is when an equinox takes place. So when the sun is directly overhead at the equator. That's when the equinox takes place, and Easter is calculated on the fact that it is the first Sunday after the full moon that occurs after that equinox. So this, basically, what I'm trying to tell you is this. It identifies Easter for us as a spring festival. It's a spring festival for us. And that's why we have chicks, because chicks, well, okay, there's sort of lots of chicks get born in the spring. So new chicks are a sign of spring having arrived. Hence, chocolate eggs, by the way. Spring is here. However, chicks can be born at other times of the year as well. Ah. So it's not a definitive sign of spring. In fact, that reminds me, as I'm sure it does you as well, of the phrase, no spring chicken. The origin of this phrase actually comes from the early 1700s. Farmers found that chickens born in the spring bought better prices than old ones that had gone through the winter. When farmers tried to sell the old birds as new spring-born, buyers complained that they were no spring chicken. Just thought I'd throw that in there, just keep you. So look, chicks are about spring, and there's an association of little chicks with spring, but it's not only at spring that they are born, and so therefore we can't really say that this is all about chicks. Incidentally, I need to ask one further question. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
The
chicken.
And we want to identify. I'm sorry, there's no prizes for that one. Because you're asking me and I'm trying to help you understand the answer to that. And this is the biblical verse which I think will help us with this. On the fifth day of creation in Genesis 1 verses 20 to 21, then God said, let the waters swarm with fish and other life. Let the skies be filled with birds of every kind. So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that scurries and swarms in the water and every sort of bird, each producing offspring of the same kind. So, and God saw that it was good. So I would say the Bible says that it was the chicken that came first, and then the chicken laid its eggs. So there. So look, all of this, we're trying to answer a question. Is Easter about chocolate? No, Easter's not about chocolate. Is Easter about Easter chicks? Then the simple answer is, well, chicks are very cute. We recognize that. But they don't help us answer the issue of what we have done wrong and how we can get that sorted out before God. So thirdly, we had chocolate, we had chicks, we had Jesus. Let's just remind ourselves of those three Bible verses we read. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each of us may receive what is due for us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Romans 3 verse 23, for everyone has sinned and fallen short of God's glorious standard. And 1 Timothy 1 verse 15, but here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. The reason that Jesus came was to save us from the punishment that we deserve because of the wrong things that we have done. That's the reason that Jesus came. John 3 verses 16 and 17, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Easter Day is the day when we celebrate the triumph that Jesus Christ had over sin and death. Jesus took the punishment that is going to be given to us because of what we have done wrong, that is due to us because of what we have done wrong. He took that punishment on himself when he died on the cross. And he was crucified, he died, he was buried. He was placed in that tomb. But on the third day, what we celebrate as Easter Day, Jesus Christ rose again from the dead, showing that he had the power and authority over sin and death, and that he had gained salvation for everyone who wants to put their trust in him. Jesus is the only one who can gain forgiveness of what we have done wrong against God. He's the only one who can help us get safely through on that day of judgment that verse has spoken about. So what is Easter all about? Chocolate, chicks, or Jesus? It can only be Jesus. It can only be Jesus. So by all means, enjoy some chocolate today. Feel free to wonder at spring and the newness of new chicks, or the fluffiness of new chicks, or all the things that spring brings to us, the flowers and everything that we enjoy about spring. But remember, Easter is all about what Jesus Christ has done for us. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Bromley Town Church. You are always welcome to visit us on a Sunday morning or join us again for more messages here online. You can also stay connected with us at www.bromleytownchurch.com.